You're listening to KEXP. You can find us at 90.3 FM in Seattle and online around the world, streaming at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. I got one of my favorite bands live in studio today, all the way from Chicago. It's Twin Peaks. Welcome back.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
So great to have you here in our new home. You've got a fantastic new album called Down in Heaven.
Why, thank you.
You going to play songs from that today?
All songs from that.
That works out great for us then. Take it away. Twin Peaks live on KEXP. Twin Peaks live on KEXP, one of the most fun bands to see live, as evidenced by that first track. What do you got for us next?
This one's called Getting Better.
Scared because
been so good today. Twin Peaks live on KEXP, the new album, Down in Heaven. It's just a little slice of heaven, that new record. It's so great to have you in studio. You're three albums in now, and I remember the last time I talked to you after Wild Onion came out and you came to the old studios, you were saying, we don't want to do the same record twice. And you totally accomplished that. When you perform these songs live, they have a ton of energy, but it's really a very laid-back, dreamy album. It feels sort of like summer and lazy and warm. And I'm curious to know how this record came together.
Well, we recorded this record out in Massachusetts at a friend's house. It was like a big house with a lake and beautiful Appalachian mountains surrounding us. So we were just really taking it easy, going out in canoes every day and kicking it. And
that's very different than how you recorded the last album in the dead of winter.
Yeah, absolutely. It was real nice. We weren't clocking in and out of a studio or nothing. Just kind of wake up, laze about. I think I'll lay down a guitar now kind of vibe. So, yeah, definitely the environment helped shape how we made the record.
It's not very usual for a band to have so many songwriters in it. And so I imagine when you go in to record that you have no lack of songs, like you're ready to go. Yeah,
that's true. We got to whittle it down every time.
So how did that work this time?
We recorded more than made the record. It was just kind of like, it's very easy to see which ones were cohesive together and would make the best record.
I feel like you've jumped back to kind of a late 60s vibe on this record. And is that sort of because of influences that you had, or are they new, or bands you've been listening to for a long time? Or
we like stuff from that era. I always have. But I guess I listened to a lot of it, so leaks in.
You guys started playing when you were in high school, and I know you've been a part of the Chicago music scene for a super long time. And is that sort of a tight scene there? Bands super supportive of one another? Is that something that you saw when you were coming up, and is that still happening?
Yeah, in my experience, it still is. I'm sure that there's, you know, a plethora of different niches within the scene and all that, but it's all like everybody goes to each other's shows. We're buddies with a lot of bands. We try to take them on tour and play shows with our friends. And nobody's trying to climb on top of each other and battle for the top or anything. It's just kind of like, let's work together and have a good scene.
When I play the band, I always talk about how you're from Chicago. But then when I see you, I'm reminded that some of you went to Evergreen for a hot minute. And so you got a little bit of Northwest running through your veins. And I know that you were going to Evergreen State College, some of you, and then you dropped out of college and decided to make a go of this. And I'm wondering, what was the catalyst or the inspiration like? We're just going to go for broke here.
Well, there was a little bit of influence in it because we had already been on the road and we all loved touring. We had done a tour and it was like, dang, that's the best. But really the catalyst was Autumn Tone Records out of L.A. got in touch with us and said, hey, we'll put out the record on vinyl and we got a South By show for you. Which at the time, one South By show for us was like, oh my God, we're going to make it. Now we do way too many there and it's just exhausting. But yeah, it was just kind of like we had an opportunity and we had to talk about it. But we loved doing this, so we jumped the gun and we went for it.
Well, we're so happy, and we've loved every record.
Me too.
This new one, absolutely beautiful, called Down in Heaven. And Twin Peaks making a quick stop here in Seattle. You're heading down to Portland tomorrow. You're playing at Music Millennium, an in-store, and then you got a show at Edgefield back here in Seattle at Wamuth Theater on Sunday. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
It's our pleasure. We love you guys.
And what do you got next for us?
The song is called Walk to the One You Love. I will let you walk to the one you love. I will let you walk to the one you love. And Bruce will tend your
On KEXP, the new album, Down in Heaven. I don't know if listeners realize, listening on the radio and they can't see you, that I did mention there are multiple songwriters, but each of those three songs sung by someone different, and you make it sound so seamless and cohesive. And I'm imagining everyone bringing songs to the table for the band to kind of play around with, but is that sort of an effortless process, or there's some egos being checked at the door?
It's just a lucky accident, really.
We've just been playing with each other for so long that at this point, yeah, it's like a natural adaptation to each other's sounds. A little bit.
Yeah, we're just lucky. I mean, I think we inspire each other. I've been playing with Jack since we were like 10 or 11, so we grew up writing together, you know?
Well, I love it. It's one of my favorite things about the van. It sounds so cohesive, and there's just so many voices here, both lyrically and vocals. It's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I love seeing Colin playing our Baldwin grand piano over there. Was that a happy surprise for you?
Yeah, it's a nice piano.
You sound great. And you've been playing with the band for a while now, but this is the first time you actually recorded.
I helped with the recording Wild Onion and played on that, but this is the first time as like a member of the band, which is cool.
It sounds so great. It's such a full and wonderful album, and we're so delighted to have Twin Peaks live on air. You got one more song.
Yeah.
All right.
Tells me that I want to whisper.
Twin Peaks live on KEXP. I wish we could keep you here all day.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much for coming in. You've got to tune to KEXP Seattle.